As far as natural disasters go, the conjunction of a blizzard watch and a tsunami advisory is a rather unique combination, but that's what residents of Kodiak dealt with on Saturday. Though no visible wave from the magnitude 8.8 Chilean earthquake made it ashore in Kodiak, and the blizzard petered out after only a couple inches of snow hit the ground, many people were concerned about the potential of either to cause problems there. While many people gathered at Mill Bay Beach to watch for the tsunami, only a few were on the spit at St. Paul Harbor in downtown. One was 9-year-old Shella Ray Nugent, who was there with her dad.
I heard on the radio that there was an earthquake in Chile, and they said there's going to be a tsunami in Hawaii. And then I saw on my dad's computer, tsunami warning, and I clicked on it, and it said that there's going to be something in Alaska. I started freaking out. I was scared. I'm like, it's going to be 200 feet tall.
Kodiak Island Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Janet Buckingham's office is over the water on Pier 1, but she was on the spit in her truck with her husband.
Oh, I wanted to be able to make a quick getaway and stay in the truck. But I've never been in a tsunami advisory before, and so I thought, in case it happened, at least I could see it, you know. I needed to be able to text and Twitter and Facebook that I was out waiting for the tsunami. What do you think of this ice? Blizzard and a tsunami advisory in one day, only in Kodiak.
Though Saturday's conjunction of potential natural disasters fizzled out by early evening, advisories, watches, and warnings for both tsunamis and blizzards should always be taken seriously.